You're listening to SBS News.
South Australia's hospitality sector is preparing to welcome extra patrons when pubs, restaurants and bars are soon allowed one person for every 2 square metres. Premier Stephen Marshall is expecting the rule change will make more jobs available as coronavirus regulations are relaxed during phase three of the state's measures.
We are recognising that we have done very well. We want to lift the restrictions and get people back to work, but we're going to do it in a way which is not going to jeopardise the great gains that we've already made here in South Australia.
The state will lift remaining border restrictions from July the 20th, with Premier Marshall stating he doesn't want the closures to last too long. Mr Marshall says people crossing the border will require pre-approval, and there is already interest from Western Australian visitors and Northern Territorians.
The grey nomads who are on the road have been waiting for a long period of time to hitch up their caravan and get across that border. And so now they've had that opportunity. And I think this will accelerate in the coming weeks.
Extra police resources will be patrolling movement at South Australia's border with Victoria. That state is grappling with another jump in new COVID-19 cases and the closure of 2 more Melbourne schools. 2 students at Brunswick East Primary and Keilor Views Primary have tested positive. Meantime, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the ABC the operating hours at shopping centre testing sites are being extended after complaints of long queues in Victoria.
I think Victoria is approaching this in the right way. I am hopeful that with this level of testing and this level of awareness and the relatively small number of unidentified cases, that we will be able to control and suppress those cases. There will be more, but it's one single country achieving an extraordinary outcome, and we'll get through this.
The Tasmanian government is paying close attention to the spike in Victorian cases, with Premier Peter Gutwin expected to decide on Friday when the island state's border will reopen. Premier Daniel Andrews says his state teams are also working hard to ensure the public is fully aware of the risks as the government tries to overcome language barriers.
There has been very deep engagement with localised communities, multicultural communities, multi-faith communities. We think that's appropriate, and we're really, really working hard to make sure that every Victorian, regardless of their circumstance, knows and understands the rules, knows and understands how serious this is.
Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Annalise Van Diemen, says there is no evidence to suggest Melbourne's situation is more severe than other locations.
I think we've all possibly become a bit immune to the international numbers. Numbers are going up in many, many countries of the world. We saw 150,000 cases in a single day last week. That's the highest number ever reported for this disease.
Premier Andrews says he is comfortable with the New South Wales government's advice about the need to reconsider travel to Melbourne. On Tuesday, Premier Gladys Berejiklian again reiterated that message.
As the New South Wales and Victorian governments have both said yesterday, you should not be moving around the community if you live in one of those hot spots in Melbourne. If you are someone who lives in New South Wales, you should not be going to any of those hot spots.
New South Wales has recorded a single coronavirus case after more than 8,000 tests in the past 24 hours. Premier Berejiklian anticipates the state's testing system will be under pressure to cope with demand during winter. Further north in Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's still concerned about COVID-19, but she remains cautiously optimistic.
The last thing we want is large-scale community transmission in Queensland. Because we've had such a strong health response here in Queensland, it means we can open up our economy faster.
Ms Palaszczuk says there are reports of social distancing measures not being followed at shopping centres, with the Retail Workers Union suggesting security guards could be used to enforce the rules. However, Western Australia will be focused on encouraging customer spending this weekend when its coronavirus measures start to ease. Premier Mark McGowan says the state is preparing for phase four of restrictions from Saturday to stimulate more business activity.
This has resulted in very low rates of infection, and the reward for that is further openings of our economy on Saturday, far greater than any other state in Australia.
Western Australia recorded 2 new cases overnight who are returning travellers in quarantine. And while state businesses are attempting to return to some sense of normality, there are still national economic coronavirus concerns. During the Eden Monaro by-election campaign in New South Wales, Prime Minister Scott Morrison acknowledged some parts of Australia will be worse off during the recession, but he is also hopeful.
We've seen consumer confidence rebound almost, I'd say, completely to the levels lost from when COVID hit. And business confidence is also climbing, and it climbed almost to the day of when we put JobKeeper in place.
He's assuring the public the federal government will continue to support individuals struggling during the pandemic, but Labor insists workers in certain industries are still missing out on payments. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.